This is Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here with you. With so much controversy surrounding the diagnosis and treatment of prostate cancer of late, understanding just how its severity is determined is quite important. We're here to help us understand all of this is Dr. Gustavo De La Rosa, Professor of Pathology and the Director of Surgical Pathology at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. De La Rosa. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So many of us are already familiar with the term staging when it comes to cancer, but there is a difference between cancer staging and grading, and those are two very important factors in determining the severity of a cancer. So help us understand the difference between cancer staging and grading. What is grading, for example?
Okay. Both staging and grading are trying to accomplish two things. One is to predict behavior, and in the basis of that, also define treatment. So staging relates to how the tumor spread, or had the tumor spread beyond the confines of a specific organ, in this case, the prostate.
So whether there are metastases.
Right, not even that. It could be just local spread. So the prostate is surrounded by fat. It has seminal vesicles coming out of it. And also the bladder, in the neck of the bladder, is the prostate is at the neck of the bladder. So if the tumor goes into the fat, into the neck of the bladder, into the seminal vesicles, that is a higher tumor stage. And also what you said, also if the tumor goes to lymph nodes or lymph glands, distant lymph glands, regional glands, or other organs like lung and bone, very typical site of metastasis in prostate cancer.
So when we talk about staging, then we're really talking about locations that they find cancer cells, the spread or the diversity of locations.
Exactly. It's the extent of the spread of the primary tumor, basically.
Okay, so what is grading?
Right. So grading refers to histologic grading, meaning it's something we look under a microscope, and we have certain parameters that we do in the way the cells look, and there are many different ways of doing it. In prostate, it's done in a very specific way, and it's a specific system to do it. But basically, that's what it relates to.
But the histological facts that you're finding, is that to determine how aggressive potentially the cell type is?
Yes, exactly. So, the higher the grade, the more aggressive the tumor is, and that's determined on a biopsy. So the grading is applied to a needle biopsy in which the diagnosis is made, but also then we have resection specimens, meaning the prostatectomy. Once the patient has cancer,
if the prostate is removed,
you
then section it and you can confirm what you might have thought through the prostate.
Exactly.
Through the needle biopsy, which
exactly.
is the initial thing.
Right. So with the prostate, we're really just making a diagnosis and grading. Whereas when we see the resection specimen, the prostatectomy, the excision or resection of the prostate itself, we looked at grading, but we also looked at staging. And that's when we look, how spread is this tumor? Is it all confined or limited to the prostate? Is it going out of the prostate? Is it go to the lymph nodes and so on?
So let me get this straight. So grading you can do earlier on with just a needle biopsy. But to actually stage the cancer, to determine how far it's spread, you need basically to have removed the prostate and looking at larger areas of tissue.
Yes and no. Yes, if you want to do it from the pathologic standpoint, to do a more specific and final. And that's where staging, I forgot to mention that, there's a clinical staging and a pathological staging.
Okay.
So the pathological staging can be done by a pathologist, and in this case, it would be
done
only
in
the tissue. But the clinical staging can be based on usually imaging studies.
Oh, okay.
So let's say they do a CT scan or MRI of the pelvis, and they can tell if the tumor went into the bladder. They can give a clinical state. They can't prove it, but they can give that.
That's very clear. So just to reiterate, bottom line is the staging determines the location of where these cells exist, and the grading is the kind of cells that we're talking about, potentially how aggressive they are and what they could, what that might mean. So why are both of them needed then? I mean, and are both of them needed in terms of treatment?
Right. Number one, of course, first of all, when you do a biopsy, it's basically to know if the patient has cancer or doesn't have cancer, of course. That's the first
step. And that's with the needle biopsy.
But once that's decided, there are two objectives, and that's a little bit more complicated. I can get that through a little bit later, but is what type of treatment that patient might need or may not need treatment at that point.
So the clinical ramifications of both staging and grading are to determine basically your treatment options, absolutely, how aggressive your treatment exactly needs to be, for exactly example. Well, the current system of grading that you just were describing is using what they call the Gleason system. Help us understand what that is. What's the history and how did that all evolve?
Okay. So, yeah, Gleason histologic grading was created by Dr. Gleason in the 1960s. And it was he was a doctor at VA in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and also was a professor at the University of Minnesota. And he created this system that is unique to histologic patterns, basically the way the glands look under the microscope, which is, for somebody who's not a pathologist, is not that unique, but it's very easy to do and reproducible. So other grading systems have, you look at mitosis, when the cells replicate, you look at the certain very minute, very specific characteristics of the cells, and you may have even tumor markers. Whereas here is a little bit more simpler, is more simple. So basically you look at patterns of how the glands look, and he was able to define that in the original study of about 1,000 patients and correlate that with the behavior.
So he became the state of the art then of grading prostate cancer.
Yeah, and obviously this grading system stood the test of time because it's been proven to be extremely useful.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here along with pathologist Dr. Gustavo De La Rosa. We're talking about prostate cancer and how we determine its severity. So the Gleason scale itself, tell us a little bit more about how it works. What are you? There are numbers attached right to it. Just give us a little overview.
Exactly. So what it is the Gleason. We call it score. Some people call it grade, but it's the same thing, grade or score. But the more appropriate term would be Gleason score, which is a form of histologic grade. And what he applied is these patterns of glands, the way they look under the microscope. He attributed two patterns: a primary pattern, meaning the most predominant pattern, and a secondary pattern. So it's the one that is second most common pattern. If there are three, you'll be the second most common. And then you add them. And then that gives you a score. So, for instance, you have a Gleason pattern 3, and then you have a little bit of 4, a little bit of 5. So, but you have more 4 than 5. So then it will be a Gleason 7. And then we put in parentheses, right, so it's 3 plus 4. And actually we use, it's not because math is so complicated, but we use those numbers in the report. You'll see in like 3 plus 4 equals 7. Mm-hmm. And it's not because we think that the patients need the math to be understood. It's just that because it tells you that the primary pattern is 3, which is actually good. It's low grade.
So let's talk about the grades, because I think what's more important than not that the numbers aren't important, because I think that it gets very complicated when people get a diagnosis. But if it's low grade, meaning if they get a Gleason score of 4 or less, it's considered well differentiated, and therefore it's not as much of a threat. Is that the idea?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And similarly, if the score is between 4 and 7, that's considered intermediate grade. And what does that mean? Does it mean that that cancer is aggressive, somewhat aggressive, moderately
right
aggressive?
Right. Well, the way we know it today or up to date, how people are treated and trials and in clinical practice, how things are set up, is basically anything less than 6 is well differentiated. So if you have two patterns of 3, it's well differentiated. I'm going to explain a little bit about the very low grades, and because people may be asking about that, and that's an important factor why the Gleason score may fall short in that perspective.
Yeah, we'll talk about the problems
right
with it.
Right. But basically, is anything less than 6 is the lowest grade. That's well differentiated.
And that means that those cells are not as aggressive or problematic.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But above 6?
Above 6, you have kind of a 7. Which could be a 3, pattern 3 plus 4, or 4 plus 3. That's we usually talk about moderately differentiated. And then 8, 9, and 10 are poorly differentiated, very aggressive tumors.
So that's the point. If it's poorly differentiated, it means that the cells do not look like normal prostate cells. Is that
exactly
what it means?
Exactly.
Suggesting that they're being taken over by more of the cancer cells, so it looks like a more aggressive type of tumor.
Exactly, yeah. They're very aggressive tumors, and they can spread easily. And that's why the oncologist or the neurologist want to know whether the patient needs to be treated, and if it needs to be treated, what type of treatment. Because the higher the grade, may not require, you can expect that the tumor, and I can also explain how we report this, but you can expect that a very high grade tumor that has a lot of positive biopsies, they might anticipate that the tumor may have already spread.
Oh, so there's something.
So they may not
offer.
It's more
subtle. Yeah, it's more subtle
they
than.
They may not offer a resection, but they might offer radiation therapy.
So what you're suggesting is those grades, even if it's poorly differentiated, it's not so simple as saying, oh, every poorly differentiated tumor requires immediate and aggressive resection or removal. You're saying there's still clinical decisions to be made.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so they weigh a lot of options. I'm sure the age of the patient, their other morbidity.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Other
exactly.
premorbid conditions.
Right. I think it's just, you can actually say that in tumors that don't, they take several biopsies of the prostate. So the number of biopsies that are positive, the percentage of each biopsy that is positive involved by tumor, and the grade is what defines the aggressiveness of the tumor. So in general, it could be said that the well-differentiated tumors, anything other than 6, is usually, those are the only cases that could be considered for what is called watchful waiting or surveillance.
So 6 or below on a Gleason, they can consider watchful waiting. Anything above 6,
right.
you
no.
need to do something.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's the problem with the current Gleason system? You've been alluding to this now.
Right. Let me just say, if I have a minute to explain, that so what we report is what type of carcinoma. The most common is an adenocarcinoma that is specific acinar type. But unless it's, there are specific types that we might report, but they're rare. For the most part, it's adenocarcinoma. And then we say the Gleason score. And then we say the percentage of the core that is involved. And they take from 6, which now is most people do 12 biopsies, but it could be up to 18 and even 36 biopsies.
Meaning so, 36 needle little pieces of the prostate that they remove through
exactly,
a needle.
From all different sections that they know exactly where they took him from. So we report the percentage of the tumor and the grade of each prostate. So in the basis of that, they can predict how the tumor is behaving. Is it a high-grade tumor? Is very
Oh, that's very helpful. So basically, it's that whole compilation of information put together. Then the urologist decides how aggressive, what type of treatment we need to take, whether we can do watchful waiting or whether we need to either just remove it or do radiation or what have you. Okay.
Exactly.
So there's the problems with Gleason, though, or the new proposal for a new system. We just have a little bit of time left. What, just very briefly,
okay,
what are they
very
trying
briefly
to do?
Is that if the patterns in the Gleason grade, the patterns 1 and 2 are almost never clinically used, and it's just they're almost non-existent in clinical practice. So then it actually gives a confusing message to patients that if you have a 6, you're in the middle of the pack, right? If you have a Gleason 1 to 10 and you're in 6, you have a middle ground, which is not. Actually, you have the lowest possible tumor, number 1.
Oh, I see. So yeah. The numbers are a little bit skewed.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're proposing a new system. So bottom line, in the little bit of time we have left, what's the takeaway? What do you recommend to people in terms of what should they be understanding about this whole process?
I think what they need to understand is that they have to be part of the decision making with the doctors in knowing which, because it will depend on many, many factors in whether they need to be treated or not and in what type of treatment they need to get.
But these kinds of numbers and this staging and grading are crucial in helping them make that decision.
Absolutely.
And you've really helped illuminate what that is. It's been very murky. A lot of people don't really understand it. So thank you very much for this. My guest has been Dr. Gustavo De La Rosa. He's professor of pathology and the director of surgical pathology at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to Upstate's Health Link on Air.